away, Rooney!
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and wherever you are in the world, we welcome you to the latest edition of the Fantasy United podcast, talking all FPL, all the time. And as we do each week, we're going to get straight into it with a good week or bad week. Captain Peach to my left, good week?
Yeah, it wasn't bad week. Had 56 points, 10 above average. I did do a substitute last week, which I've taken. I put Ericsson in, which didn't really pay me off instead of Hazard. I did want to push Sterling out of the team and get Mahrez in, who got 10 points. And that was a mistake.
You didn't do that, did you?
I didn't do it for two reasons. One,
it was one of the reasons you didn't do it, just being ignorant army. After you asked me and I said, yes, you should do that, and you didn't do it on purpose because I said you should?
No. Actually, this time I actually didn't do it for two other reasons.
Yeah.
One was the fact that I didn't want to take a hit. The second one is I thought I'll be left without City, and Man City are looking great regardless of the team that they're playing. They're looking great. And I thought Sterling, after he got rested, it seems like from Pep, comments that he's going to play, so he hasn't played at all. He wasn't even in the squad, so that was very, very disappointing. If I would have known that he might not even play, then I probably would have taken Mahrez in and got those 10 points minus 4, which is 6, instead of probably the 2 points that I got from the substitute, which was Alonso on the bench, who Chelsea looked awful in that game, by the way. So yeah, 56 points, went up 2,000 places, 21 currently in the world, 21K, not 21, I wish.
It's pretty good going.
It is going. It's going well since I wildcarded 3 or 4 game weeks ago. We're going to speak later about the blank game weeks as well that's coming up. But other than that, yeah, the pitch of the week was, as usual, Salah just delivered his goal.
Always Salah.
My defense was pretty good. If you remember last week, there were no clean sheets, but now everyone came through. So Davies, Jack Bauer, not from 24, Jack Bauer from Stoke.
Yeah, you've said that joke before.
Okay, Van Dijk, 6 points. Firmino and Kane chipped in with their assists or whatever, or goals.
So you're a happy camper by the sounds of you. Lots of peaches. POS then?
POS is Wilson. He's becoming a bigger and bigger POS as time goes by. He had another 2-pointer shocker. Ericsson missed a cedar with 3 points, and well, Shakira didn't expect much, so he came just with 3 points, so that's fine.
Everything we've been getting out of Shakira is a bonus, so we can lay on a couple off weeks.
Yeah, and of course Jordan Ibe again injured, so he hasn't played at all, wasn't in the squad. Sterling resting in somewhere. So yeah, what about you? How was your
Peach? Always Salah. Always.
How many points do you have?
Good week, bad week, average again. Just average. 2 points above the average of 46.
So Captain Mediocre.
No, I'm not. Mediocre is generous. I think it's really average now.
Captain
in the 800,000s.
Yeah, very.
Really dropped off. Let's not forget, I feel like the Burnley of FPL, because at one stage I was one clean sheet on a Monday night away from taking the lead of our private competition.
Okay.
And now I'm 6th and 800,000th in the world.
Yeah, you can still get better even though you're very, very average, which we know. So who was your pitch again? Salah,
Kane.
Yeah.
And lucked in this morning with Smalling.
Oh, much just conceding.
A man I wanted to get rid of and couldn't because I couldn't afford to take another hit, and he scored in a 3-2 win.
Manchester United conceding 2 goals. Wow.
Well, they're down 2-0 at one stage, so it did well to turn it around.
Yeah, so Smalling.
It's funny how teams always, you know, like, play better when you're 2-0 down. All of a sudden, you can find goals and want to attack.
Yeah, even Lukaku scored, isn't
he? Flat track bully.
Yeah, Smalling.
Yeah.
So you came through. How many points did you get for that? 6.
Yeah, 6.
6 points. So instead of getting a clean
sheet. 8 has been updated.
Wow. You got a bonus.
Mm.
So instead of a clean sheet, he gave you a goal and a 2 points bonus. That's pretty good.
No, I'm happy with that.
But De Gea didn't deliver.
No, well, I mean, but De Gea has all year, so.
Who was the POS of the week?
POS. And he's going to be out on his ass. I've given him everything.
Yeah.
Mkhitaryan.
Oh, Captain Mickey.
Oh.
Mouse.
He represents how ordinary my side is going. I thought, you know, the Arsenal easy fixtures, he might turn it around, but he's done nothing since his first game.
Yeah, everyone thought the same. It's not just your fault, even though you're pretty awful at this game. I think Arsenal, just everybody expected Because there seems to be a tendency toward the end of the year that they're picking up, and eventually, definitely against shitty teams.
Yeah, I think there's something deeper there going now. We might talk in depth a bit about Arsenal later.
Yeah, let's do it. Pain in the Arsenal a little bit.
Pain in the Arsenal. Brilliant.
That's the name of this episode.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about it. We'll talk about them in depth later because we're trying now to combat manager being sacked, but normally we do it after they've been sacked. So
yeah, even though Wenger, we've been saying that he's going to be sacked in the last 10 years.
It's far away.
Not so far.
Not far away is part two, and we'll talk about hot topics on the other side. Okay, back for part two. And this is where we go to the hot topics, and unfortunately for me, the first hot topic this week is how awful my side is. Or I'd like to say how unlucky I am, because I look at my side. And you can look it on our sides with the links attached to these podcasts if you're interested in playing along with us. But my side on paper looks really good, but I score average every week. So Dr. FPL here, aka Dr. Peach, is going to help me, which might help people like you out there who are struggling at this point of the season. So what do we need to talk about, Doctor?
Okay, first of all, your team is rubbish. So let's start with that.
How many players have I got that you've got?
Probably all of them, almost. Anyway, look, I think we'll look at your team really quickly, and we'll also look at it in face of having a blank game weeks in two game weeks in terms of what are we looking at. I'm not gonna free hit there because there's too many rubbish teams. I'm not gonna think that it's gonna be a high points week.
Yeah. So in general, it's not worth stacking up on week 31
full of shit.
Yeah.
Other than Liverpool. So every respectable manager in that game is going to have three Liverpool players. One of them is Salah, as always. And the other two or three or four we're going to speak now. You only have two at the moment. You do have Salah, so you tick that box.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Van Dijk, which is fine. You cover the
box
defense.
Ticker.
No, it's okay.
Hmm.
Now, I think what you're missing from the team, looking at your team, and we'll start with the forward line. You have Kane, which is okay. I definitely understand that he's a great player. But then you have Wilson and Robson Kanu. Now, usually you have one premium or two premium strikers and one mid, kind of, or chippy. In your case, you kind of have premium striker, which is Kane, and Wilson and Robson Kanu. So both of them are chippies, not delivering. One of them is not even playing.
Mm.
I would think one of your direction is to get a budget and get Firmino as your third striker. Or get another mid-premium striker like, I hate to say Vardy, but
maybe. But I had Vardy.
You did have it.
Yeah.
And he was good.
I mean, yeah, and I used him to boost my midfield.
Yeah. So I would boost your forward line with someone alongside Kane of the likes of Firmino. I would probably still leave Wilson because he's not blanking on game week 31 and he's still playing. Defoe didn't push him out yet.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the money yet for Firmino, I would look to boost your third striker with someone like Drini or something like that from Watford, someone who is playing in the blank game week, just to have a striker, a third striker that plays. It's always bad not to have a player that doesn't play.
Mm.
I know your thinking was, WBA, West Brom.
Well, I was only guessing that the manager gets sacked and he'd make it back into the team.
Yeah, they didn't order a taxi for him yet.
No taxi.
In terms of your midfield, look, it's pretty good. You have Eriksen, Shaqiri, Mickey, Salah and De Bruyne. The two obvious problems in that midfield is Mickey Mouse, which we've just discussed.
POS.
What I might do with this guy, even though long term he might be good, for the short term I might get a cheap midfielder, probably from the blank game week that plays, and he might do well in that blank game week. So you already have Shaqiri, but someone might be like, I hate to say it, don't do Walcott, but someone even from, Crystal Palace or something like that, Milivojević, whatever his name is, who's taking the penalties for them or something like that. Someone who has an okay fixture on game week 31. So Crystal Palace has Huddersfield, that's not a bad fixture. Or someone from Bournemouth like Stanislas, 5.9.
Yeah.
So he might be a nice differential if he plays, if he's fit. And then De Bruyne, I think De Bruyne is great, yeah? And he's gonna be in the top, at the end of the top midfielders in the end of the season. It seems like David Silva is back now. And I think you can make money out of that. So if you go De Bruyne to Silva, if Silva is nailed and back, because it seems like De Bruyne is shifted a little bit deeper now, So you can make 2, 3, or 4 million from Mkhitaryan, De Bruyne, then shift Robson, Kanu to Firmino. Again, then you have 3 Liverpool players. You have another one player from the blank game week in your midfield. Now let's talk about your defense. Your defense is pretty good, actually. I do think that Manchester United look awful, and I think for you it's enough to have De Gea in goal, and I would get rid of Smalling.
Yeah.
Maybe to someone like a cheap defender that plays in game week 31, like Jack Power, as you mentioned, or a defender from Huddersfield that will cost you around 4.5 or 6, just as a punt. And then, yeah, Ben Mee, I would leave him there. Van Dijk, of course, he has the double game week. And I think Maguire is still a good shot because he's very attacking midfielder, attacking defender. They have good fixtures coming up. They just need to keep a clean sheet from time to time that they haven't done. So the last tip that I have, again, is around blank game week 31. And I know we just have 2 transfers, but you might need to take like 4 transfers. So do 2 hits over time, which means -8, but then you're getting 4 players that are playing, or extra 2 at least from those hits, is Adrian to one of the goalkeepers that are playing, maybe the Huddersfield goalkeeper or Stockwell goalkeeper, if you have the money for it. That's what I would have done. So then you're getting, as I said, your substitutes are not just game week 31, they're looking at game week 31, getting rid of problems of some players that you don't want now, like Mickey and Robson Kanu, and getting more players for game week 31, but also not dismissing Man City, for example, so taking David Silva still. And yeah, that probably will keep you with 8 or 9 players for game week 31. It will take away some of your problems, give you 3 Liverpool players, and you'll be set to go.
Oh, advice. You don't get that kind of one-on-one consultation anywhere other than here.
You still won't get near to me, but that's great.
No, in 6th, I have to start worrying about below, not above.
Yeah.
Maybe in a relegation battle soon now, our private league.
Yeah, and I think for the hot topic, we talked about blank game week 31. Some people are free hitting. Some people, if they have already 5 or 6 players, I would say just get some.
Don't get too stupid.
No, don't get too stupid. You know, some people have started doing those transfers a long time ago. Brought Everton players, we know how that ends. Brought, you know,
he's very popular.
West Brom players.
Yeah, but manager, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. But the West Brom players as well, they're just rubbish. Everton, West Brom, I wouldn't touch them. I would get 3 Liverpool players because they're long-term anyway targets. And then I'll look at a couple of punts.
So maybe the point is not to trade out anyone who will play in week 31, but not to go too berserk and bring too many in.
Exactly. So bring 8 or 9 players, but also players that you still see that they have good fixtures after 31, because you can't trade them up unless you have a wild card.
Yeah.
Afterwards. So if you have a wild card, that's a different story. If you don't have a wild card like myself, because I've already done it, then I need to plan out how I do it, shift them out afterwards, and they're not completely rubbish. So Shaqiri might still be good for a couple of games after.
So the free hit, it may maybe use it for the return of these fixtures, not the 31, because they're better teams.
Yeah, so they're going to be double game weeks coming up, and 2 of them, so that might be good for a free hit and a triple captain cheap.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, it was only one hot topic, but it was plenty lengthy, and I thank you for your advice.
No worries.
I'll take it on, unlike you do when you ask me for mine.
I wish Mahrez was in.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
That's my problem.
And talking of problems, we're going to have a look at Arsenal when we get back. Welcome back, and we're going in depth again. Normally we do struggling clubs that are just about or have sacked their manager, so it's only right now that we do Arsenal, who appear to be struggling and about to sack their manager.
Well, about time after 20 years. Look, oh, well, not 20 years.
He's done very well, Arsene Wenger, but I'm an Arsenal fan. But, you know,
I'm a Tottenham fan.
Someone he's achieved, he should have been told, you know, have a farewell year, get all the plaudits, you know, golden wave of support and walk out. Otherwise, you know, it'd be a shame that after his long tenure, he's going to be dumped like every other manager.
He should have walked away.
He should have walked away. And Arsenal haven't looked worse.
They're looking really, really bad.
I mean, let's have a look where they are. I mean, they're 6th, which is, in today's EPL, not too bad.
Yeah, but they're 6th, but they're getting far and far away from their 4th place.
Well, they're -8 to Chelsea.
Yeah.
5th. They're only 5 points ahead of Burnley in 7th. And do you know they still play each other?
Ooh.
So there's a turnaround. If Burnley can beat Arsenal, although it is at the Emirates, you know, you're talking, could be...
They just lost to Brighton.
Brighton are a good side at home.
But so then you expect Arsenal to beat that club.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's true. But, I mean, let's have a look. We go to our favourite website, Who Scored. We look up their stats for squad and...
Shots per game.
The two highest rating playing for other clubs.
Which is Sanchez and the Ox.
Yeah.
They have 3.6 and 3.
Who Scored rating both.
And then later on you have Aaron Ramsey, who is never fit, with 2.4.
Mm.
So they have... And then Lacazette, who is out.
Yeah,
that's who they have.
Yeah, and you know, let's have a look at the swap deal for Sanchez and Mkhitaryan. You can't say either have set the world on fire since their moves.
Oh man, yeah. Look, Mickey Mouse is looking like a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
unfortunately, and you would expect a midfield with him, Ozil, and other players that they have to be going wild, and Aubameyang as well.
Oh, that's right.
You would expect much more than that. Yeah. Also, there is a risk from an FPL perspective that because they're losing the option to finish fourth, they might only focus on the European League to get through the Championship League.
That's right, and that's a good point. That's a good point. They've got a tough game Thursday morning against Milan away, so you know what impact that has on your squad. And after that, you've got the other leg of AC Milan, either side of a game against Watford.
Yeah, so... How much impact is going to have on rotation? How much impact is going to have on morale? What's happening with Wenger? Currently, for me, I thought about Arsenal a couple of fixtures ago, like yourself, and I thought, I want to bring Ramsey, I want to bring Mkhitaryan, they're so good, maybe Aubameyang as a differential. I don't want to touch them now.
I'm afraid. We did say that they got a great run of fixtures. I mean, they do.
They have
the week off for the FA Cup, even though they got knocked out by Nottingham Forest. They actually have a genuine week off.
Yeah.
And after that, they have Stoke, Southampton at home, Newcastle away, West Ham at home. Wow. So three or four games at home.
Before they meet Man United. Not that Man United today is a really good side.
Yeah. And so after that, and then they finish off their season with
Burnley,
which
Huddersfield.
Could be a big game.
And Huddersfield.
So they got a brilliant run. Can they turn it around? Is it worth it? An FPL's perspective.
Yeah,
so take anyone.
Currently, let's look what's happening with Milan, because if they lose there, then they must focus in the league to try and somehow get to the fourth place. Let's see if something shifts up. Let's see if Wenger is still there or not.
Yeah, because I mean, as Man United proved last year, the Europa League is still a way back into the Champions League.
Yeah, but Man United probably better position to take it.
The difference is Jose Mourinho knows how to win stuff.
Yeah, he knows how to play on results, while Arsenal just loses to shitty teams like Brighton.
Yeah.
So awful. From my FPL perspective, it's wait and see for me.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What about you?
Like I said, I got Mkhitaryan, and I've regretted it ever since, and I'll be buggering him off this week, because there's no point in having someone that underperforming. It took him as a gamble. Gamble didn't pay off, and that sort of sums up my season.
Yeah, and also you look at Sanchez. He's even worse than he was in Arsenal, in Man United.
Yeah, I mean, you can't take anyone else. They're either not fit or they're not playing well.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least he got the 500,000 per week. That's all good.
Yeah, well, what a tremendous salary.
Tremendous.
So, looking at that, we've told you all the upcoming fixes and all that. We've basically come to the summary that we're not going to touch Arsenal for the rest of the year.
No, it's a pain.
Well, there you go, in depth. Arsenal as good as West Brom, because we're not going to touch them either.
That's good.
And on the other side of the referee's whistle, we'll wrap it up with what's coming up. Welcome back to the last part, and here we're going to look into what's coming up. Big game coming up for the biggest game of the weekend, also TV game. Also, you know, the most hype is Liverpool Man United.
Yes.
What a game.
It's an early game, first of all, which is great for us Australians.
Oh, the 1 o'clock games are getting tougher.
I can't make it.
And what's worse is that rubbish tea time game that kicks off about 3:30 in the morning on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And it's usually a really good game too.
Yeah. So Manchester United, Liverpool.
Yeah.
What are your expectations there?
Oh man, if Liverpool keep playing the way they are, it could be anything.
Manchester just conceded 2 goals to Crystal Palace.
That's it.
That says it all.
Crystal Palace without Zaha. And with Benteke.
Oh, the assisted even. My God.
Mm.
So... I want Liverpool to break them down.
The thing is, they're playing a good side, so you expect Liverpool to do really well. You know, Liverpool then will play a Swansea-type team and lose.
Yeah, I know.
I'm looking, this could be 4-5-1.
I wish. I hope that's going to be a hell of a game, my friend. So, I'm looking at 3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah.
Something like that.
This is essentially doubling as a game for the best of the rest, isn't it? These two teams are probably the most likely to come second.
Yeah.
And yeah. Well, I don't know if that's much of an achievement. I guess it's not bad.
After City, yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, would you consider Captain Salah against them? Or would you think about Kane, who has an easy game this week against Bournemouth?
I don't know. It's a thing with really good players like Salah. I don't think it matters who he plays, because he carved it up against Man City.
Yeah, and also the fact that Man United, their defense is not really impressive since Jones is injured, and I don't know, since whatever, they're just not looking impressive at all.
Yeah,
maybe it's going to be Captain Salah. You know what? I need to think about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking very strongly about it.
So we talked about your substitutes, and we know your team is rubbish, and you might get a little bit less rubbish.
Thanks, man.
Let's talk about a good team. My team. So I'm thinking I have a couple of issues in my team. First of all, I have a non-playing defender, which is the Burnley defender, Long, which I've taken as a punt on a 4.1 just to take a couple of cleanings, which of course he hasn't done since I brought him in. So I'm thinking about taking, and I know I hate them, but they have a game on blank, game week 31 that other teams are not playing, taking a Huddersfield defender, Schindler or Zanka. Not because I like them, not because I like the look of them, but because I think that they might get me a clean sheet in the
one out of two. I'm sure they don't like you, what?
Yeah, they're playing Swansea. Swansea looking good this week, but they're playing Swansea, so that might be okay. And then they're playing in the blank game week, they're playing a rubbish team like Crystal Palace, which is not that rubbish now, as we've seen, but not a great team.
Okay.
So they might get a clean sheet, one out of two. The other substitute that I'm thinking after I got pissed is Sterling. Get the fuck out of my team, you POS. You've done so well until you got injured and you screwed my team in the last two. So I'm thinking about Mr. Mahrez again. I'm hot on him.
Oh, just take him. Stop moaning about not taking him.
Yeah, but yeah, I love you, Mahrez. Come back. Anyway, we've been talking about it so much time. You've taken him, I haven't touched him. Of course, since I'll take him, you know he's not going to do anything.
I hope so for you, just to punish you for not taking him last week.
Yeah, you're right.
Good player. I banned him. I banned him after he sulked at an airport when he didn't get that move.
He's right.
Yeah.
He could have won the bench on Pep Guardiola's team.
He would have been a premiership winner with two different clubs.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
One of them is actually a struggling side.
Mm-hmm.
Leicester.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Anyway.
But as for the rest of the games this weekend, there's not really anything getting excited about. A lot of key relegation scraps, though.
You want to really sleep well on Saturday night? Everton-Brighton, my friend. and if you haven't had enough, Newcastle-Southampton.
Jeez.
And you can finish with West Ham-Burnley.
They're all at once. So, you know, you could maybe get three screens going at once and have all of them to guarantee sleep. Very critical. And the thing is, with the relegation now, just about every game's critical down, because you can get relegated from 10th down.
Yeah, and I think some teams at the end of the season will have to play on the relegation. Those are the teams that we're going to target, because those players will have a lot to play for.
Yeah.
While Man City will just rest on the beach. Probably some of the other teams.
Well, they've got the Champions League to worry about.
And rotation will kick in as well.
Oh, yes.
So, less of focus on the FPL, but more focus on the Championship.
And that's it, because the lead is so far in front, and the others are sort of settling for second, third, fourth.
Mm. Yeah.
That all the focus is going to go on the Champions League, so that's something to consider.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's a good tip to end with.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, talking about a tip, we tell you to hang around for our famous, semi-famous, crazy commentator to wrap up the show. Until next time, happy FBLing. Hello, Maldini. Oh, you've come to the scene, it's not a Milo Assay.